I am Tova Sito.
And I am Janice Gant.
And we believe our lives should be happy, healthy, and abundant. And that it is our job to get us there.
Every week, we will have inspiring, educational, and fun conversations that will help you live your very best life. Welcome to
The Remedy. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our second episode of 2022. Happy New Year again, Kev.
Happy New Year, Tove.
Happy New Year, Janice, who's...
Oh, hold on, let me unmute her.
All the way in Australia. Can you hear us, Janice?
Hold on, let me... Hold on, I'm juggling a bunch of stuff over here for this one.
He's got to turn you up, Janice. Hold on a minute.
There we go.
Okay. How is that?
Oh,
is that better?
Perfect. Perfect.
I'm about to put my earbuds in. I'm here with my grandchildren. And this is Huxley. Can you say hello?
Hi.
Hello, Huxley.
Tell her what you like about Australia. What's your favorite thing to do?
Jump around on the couch.
Jump around on the couch.
Good job, Mom.
We definitely don't have that here.
Tell your name. What's your name?
Roll around on the
floor. He likes to roll around on the floor.
You like to roll around on the floor?
Hit yourself on the floor.
Oh, like that? Will you turn them up for me, Kev? I can't hear them. Great.
Blasting me. Hold on.
Okay, and this is Wyatt.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi, Wyatt. I love how tall you are. How old are you?
I am 10.
You are all so cute. And we're missing one more.
There's Harlow. She's with Wesley.
Hi, Harlow.
Say hi, Harlow.
And Harlow's a twin, correct?
Correct.
Yes, with Truett.
With Truett. And how old are the twins?
They are 4 right now, and Huxley is 7.
And you're 10. So there's 10, yes. 7, and 2 4-year-olds.
Yes.
And a mom and a dad.
Yes.
A mom who looks like one of the kids. And the mom, grandma, who looks like a sister.
Thank you, Tova.
Okay, who's telling us the joke? We want to know the joke.
Hey. Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance?
Why did the skeleton not go to the dance? Kevin, why?
Why did he not go, or why did he go?
He did not go to the dance. Why did the skeleton not go to the dance?
I have no idea.
Me neither. Tell us.
Because he had no body to go with.
I love it. I love it. You have mad joke skills just like your grandma. What do you call her again?
What do you call Tutu?
Tutu the joke meister.
The joke meister. That's adorable. So Tutu the joke meister. That's amazing. Well, are you guys about to go to school?
No, because we're in summer break.
Oh, I forget that it's summertime there. Well, don't tell my kids. Yeah. They've been at school since 6 o'clock this morning. Don't tell my kids they're on break. So are you about to have some waffles?
Yeah, I just had a waffle with my breakfast.
Oh, you just decided that waffles were your breakfast?
I had a waffle with my breakfast.
Already? You've already had breakfast? It's only like 7:30 there.
It's like almost 8. Yeah, it's pretty early.
Yeah.
We had breakfast at 7:10.
Wow, your mom's killing it.
I don't even wake up till 10.
Good job, Wesley. You're making all the American moms feel wildly insecure.
My joke was I went in the
We need a 2-2 translation.
Need a subtitles for that.
You went to the Santa Eye?
I went in the Santa Eye. That's his joke.
Oh.
What did you say? I missed it.
Something about Santa Eye.
We'll say bye to them, and then we can... Bye.
Bye. So nice to meet you.
Bye, everyone.
Carla wants to say a joke. Carla wants
to say a joke. Okay, what's your joke, Carla?
Happy New Year.
Nice Happy New Year. You too. Oh my God, he's so cute.
Gotta talk to
the
computer.
Wesley, you sound exactly like Blair.
You think?
You guys have the exact same voice and legs. Yeah, and you look it's annoying. Alike. Yeah. Just go. Just go. Just get off the video with those legs.
What's your favorite color?
What?
Pink and purple. Pink and purple.
I could have guessed pink.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wearing it.
Yeah, what was your first clue, Kim?
Say bye to them.
Say bye.
Bye. I listen every week, like on my Tuesday morning walks. Y'all air on Monday. I think it goes live Monday afternoon. That's what I do every Tuesday.
Oh, thank you so much, Wesley. When we see people that are listening in Australia, we know it's because of you.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's like free therapy.
It is free therapy. I agree with you. That it's people who listen to this are very lucky.
It is definitely free.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good podcast. Thanks for just come on.
Oh,
bye.
Have fun with Tutu.
We will.
The joke meister.
Yeah, the joke.
They're so cute, Janice.
Now, guys, it might be a little better sound.
Well, it's all right. That was really fun. Oh, they are so cute. I bet it's just like heaven on earth to be there.
I just can't even tell you. I mean, it is just to have my hands on them it is a wild, crazy bunch, and it is just so fun.
Like your grandma said, love with skin on it.
Yeah, that's what my mom said.
Or your mom said. I thought it was your grandma.
How long is that?
That was one.
Oh, sorry. How long is that flight, Janice?
How long is what?
The flight from here to Australia.
Oh, if you fly direct, it's about 18 hours.
But didn't you have to connect in LA?
I kind of took a roundabout. Well, what you do now, because Qantas is not flying direct from Dallas right now. But what I did, because of my knee, I was a little concerned about sitting so long. Mm. So I flew to L.A. and then I got on a flight to Hawaiian Air.
Oh, yeah.
And then I spent the night there and then got on.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I flew like 2.5 hours to L.A., 8 hours to Hawaii. And then 10 hours from Hawaii I spent the night in Hawaii and then flew to Sydney.
Got it. Well, it's and so good to see you there. I know your heart has to just be bursting.
I'm so full of it. Oh. Yeah, I just can hardly stand it.
Well, we're sad you're not in studio, but we're really
You're not missing
happy.
Much over
nah,
here.
Nah.
What's Dallas? It must be cold because you have your beanie on.
It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
I forgot to. Oh, no, I did tell you guys. Yeah, that we're moving studios soon. So
oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
So excited.
I love moving to a new spot.
When are you moving?
At the end of this month. So, by February 3rd, I'll be completely moved in.
So tell us about the space. Is it great?
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. It's on the second floor, which is, I like being able to just run in and out here on the first, but
it's fine.
Yeah. And it's close to here. So, I'm sure Janice could still walk.
Oh, good.
Yeah. 4054 McKinney Avenue, just about a mile south of here. So,
well, you'll get more steps in, Janice. You'll love it. You love your little step counter.
Yeah. Although I haven't been counting my steps lately because it's too depressing.
Well, that's understandable.
It's going to be a soundproofing challenge, though, because just on the other side of the wall, we'll have counseling sessions, and we don't want anything to cross over. So,
no, we don't.
Yeah. But I love a challenge. Don't worry. We'll make sure it's soundproofed.
We'll soundproof some things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm really excited about our conversation today. We, I found, actually, a good friend of mine sent this to us. From The Guardian, and It is a hilarious article that says, New Year, same old you, 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. Kev, this is right up your alley.
Definitely.
So we're going to talk about, and a lot of
mine
these.
Mine too. I want my life to improve.
Slightly without really trying.
Without really having to do anything, yeah.
This is like, sounds so good.
Yeah.
Now I have to premise by saying some of these I really am down with and totally agree with. Others I'm lukewarm about. And then others I'm like, whatever.
Hell no. Oh.
I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure there's a hell no in here somewhere. I'll find the hell no's.
Let me know.
Yeah, me too.
So Janice, do you have the article up?
I do.
Okay, cool.
I do.
So I think we should just blow through as many as we can. We might finish today. Like, Craig and I had so much fun going over this list. Did you go over? Well, you haven't been home, so.
No. Yeah.
But I'd be interested to see which ones spoke to Tom and which ones, like, because there were some we were like totally not on the same page about.
And I like to kind of represent the audience with these things and not know until we're doing
it. Yeah, I know. So pipe in.
Yeah,
pipe
we'll do.
In. By the way, Janice, you're missing how cute Kevin looks in the studio today.
Oh, well, thanks, Toad.
Okay, well, Kevin.
Really, she can see me. Although my coloring is terrible.
So cute.
He's got a cute little haircut. He's got the V-neck sweater. He's got the J. Crew model look going.
This
he's
is
got,
a new one my mom got me for Christmas.
Oh, it looks, and he's got some cute
you
kicks on.
Have.
He's got the look.
Well, thanks, guys.
I mean, you have it going on, Kevin.
Yeah, you're missing out. You're missing out in studio.
You guys are too kind.
Okay, so if I'll read through some. Janice, you can take a batch, and we'll just go back and forth. And Kev, pipe in when you want.
You got
anything
it.
You have passion about or not, or agree or disagree with, hone in. So the first thing, and I thought this was an interesting place to start, exercise on Monday night because nothing fun happens on Monday night.
That's
hell
true.
No.
Exactly.
I'm just not an evening exercise
me
person.
Me neither. If it doesn't happen in the morning, it's not going to happen.
No, no, there's no way I'm doing it once I get home.
No.
No way.
No, 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 no. I have no passion about. The only thing I have passion about on Monday nights, the one night I don't have my kids, is cooking with Craig.
Yeah.
I'm not exercising.
No.
Yeah. So here's what I think also is that this is kind of an oxymoron that fun exercising.
Yes. It is for
exercising
me.
Exercising is hard, usually.
It sucks.
It sucks. You want to know what sucked? Was going back to yoga last week for the first time in like 4 months in my first class. Back was Janice's daughter Blair. That was suicide.
Did you stare at her butt?
Of course I stared at her butt. I mean, everybody in the class stared at her butt.
It's ridiculous.
I could eat lunch off of it. A salad. All the lettuce would stay. It's so good.
Possibly even the dressing.
Okay.
Did I tell you that Tom went to her exercise class? When Wesley was in Dallas, Tom went to the exercise class and I was like, okay, here are your instructions. Don't be going in there and checking out all the women in that. Those skinny bodies. And he was like, okay, Janice, I will not. and he is in really, really good shape and exercises really hard. And he came home and said it was just so hard.
Brutal. I mean, she's sadistic and she tries to like do really good music so you'll forget about what she's doing to you. I'm like,
you're not
sister,
forgetting anything.
I'm not forgetting a thing. Okay, but I think one's a bore. On
Me too. Number two,
I do like this one. On the fence about a purchase, wait 72 hours before you buy it, especially if it's a lot of money.
Yes.
I do that.
I've done that.
Me too. I do
I have,
that.
Yeah.
I have my very favorite boots that I've ever bought were
much more expensive than really any article of clothing that I had bought. And I asked them to hold it, and I waited about 72 hours and ended up buying them. But I thought that was, and I don't remember, I had read that someplace before, and it was really, it was so helpful because it wasn't sporadic mm-hmm. and it wasn't on a whim. And I could think about, yeah, it was just, it. I think it's a fantastic suggestion.
I do too. Well, I think a lot of, especially women, I think they emotionally shop. Like if they're,
for sure,
if you need a little pick me up, you're having a bad day, your husband pissed you off, you just run into Lululemon and get a new top. I mean, and you, there's like this, it's a coping mechanism for a lot of people, but especially women. And I think, If you know, I always say to my kids, just because you can doesn't mean you should. So it's really not about the price. It's about years ago, I was leaving a yoga class and I was looking at a top, and this girl that I do yoga with and I've known for years, she walks right past me and walks out the door. And as she's leaving, she was like, "That looks exactly like you," which means put it down and walk away. You already have like 10 of those in your closet. And I was like, yep, you're right. Like, I just need to walk away. So I really like this one. I thought this was interesting. Number three tip.
So Tova.
Yeah.
I'm lagging behind you for probably 2 seconds, so I don't want to feel like I'm interrupting you.
No, we have a little delay. Yeah.
But I'll try to remember that too.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay, but I think the thing about that is that can be really important is it's so easy for people who are struggling with a divorce or a marriage or grief or something like that, that they, it really can quite easily turn into a coping mechanism that can turn into an addiction.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that have a shopping addiction. So
and
I do like
so
that.
To that end, Janice, if I've never met with anyone, who came to me because they had a shopping addiction. So I'm sure you've dealt with that in your years and years and years of counseling. You're not going to cure someone who's listening who has a shopping addiction, but where would you tell somebody who's struggling with that to even start?
Well, the first thing I would do is have them identify whatever feelings are going on that they're medicating. Is it sadness? Is it fear? Is it anger? Is it shame? Is it guilt? And then give them some structure around how to feel those feelings. And then I would do something kind of like this that said, you know, give yourself space between the idea or the urge and the action. Mm. It's the same that you would do if you tended to eat to medicate your feelings, like sugar or whatever, mm-hmm. or if you drink or you smoke weed or something like that. So I think that's what you do. And then I think another thing that I think you do is you have a buddy system with that, like maybe a really close friend that will help you, that you make a commitment to talk with them about it before you buy it, you know, so that's that good. you get it up and out of your head, and not your husband or your boyfriend probably, because they really don't. Although there are probably some guys who have a little bit of that. I think women would tend to purchase clothing more than they would anything else, and men maybe electronics or something. But so a guy would not tend to understand the urge for clothing, but a friend would. So
I like that. Just having an accountability partner in any of your coping mechanisms, and we all have them to varying degrees, whether it's too much of anything is not a good thing.
Right.
Okay. Three, I found a little bit interesting. The tip is the quickest supermarket queue is always behind the fullest trolley. We don't use these words, but it must have been written by somebody in Australia. The quickest supermarket queue is always behind the fullest trolley because greeting, paying, and packaging take longer than you think. So I guess what they're saying,
I don't get that either.
Is like the one. So if you have like a 15 items or less item line, and there's three people, or there's one big basket, you go to the line with the three people because in theory it's less stuff.
Yeah.
But they're saying on by the time somebody says hello, does the greeting, does the paying, they're taking almost just as much, if not longer, than the one big basket because there's one person, one greeting. You're blowing through the basket. There's one payment.
But with self-checkout, you skip all that.
You should have seen how Kev just geeked out.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't think of that.
I'd have no energy to spend on this unless any of you guys do. None whatsoever. I also have no energy around number four that says bring fruit to work or bring fruit to bed. I do not like food in my bed. And no.
I don't either, but work. I
don't even like fruit.
Oh, well, then, yeah, that one's not for you. See, I bring banana with me all the time to work.
Janice, what are your thoughts on number four?
I'm just not sure what you're going to do with that fruit in bed. That sounds a little funky or kinky. Get a smear banana over.
It actually makes sense for
somebody's body part.
For a diabetic.
I don't know.
Oh,
sounds
okay.
Messy and okay.
Because if I sleep late, for diabetic, you have to have like three meals. But sometimes you just want to sleep late. So you wake up like 7, you eat your fruit, and you go back to bed. And it's just right there. You don't have to get up and do anything, you know?
Hey.
All right.
I might start doing that, actually. I'm keep a banana by the bed.
I like it.
I'm glad that worked for you.
Yeah. That's a good one for me.
Me too, Kevin.
Okay, number five was interesting. I'll do five, and then you do five, Janice. It says, I thought this was interesting. Consider going down to 4 days a week, work. They're talking about work. It's likely a disproportionate amount of your fifth day's work is taxed anyway, so you'll lose way less than a fifth of your take-home pay.
I really think that's a great idea.
This is over my head. I don't get it. How does this one work? I thought Janice was going to say the same thing, but she's like, no, sounds great. Like,
Janice, I wish so much you could have seen Kevin's face after I read that.
What did he do? Did his eyes cross?
I don't get it.
He's just staring at the microphone like, what the hell did she just say? So will you please enlighten Kevin and tell him why you think this is a great idea?
Well, I actually think a 4-day work week is great because I think that a lot of times people work for that 5 days, that fifth day is not going to be quite as productive because especially if they work long hours. So they just kind of on a Friday, I remember when I taught school, I would wake up on Friday and be like, oh, I'm so over this. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have a 3-day weekend and a 4-day work week, I think you might be more productive with that. And I think what this one is saying is that you'll lose, you know, you're not going to lose that much as far as, because you're still having, you won't have to pay taxes on 5 days. So then you're cut and pay would be less.
Yeah. So you're,
does that make sense?
And you might even be in a, you'll be in another tax bracket. And so ultimately
that's true.
You'll make the same amount and having one less work day. And
yeah,
I kind of do that some weeks, but I like to break it up, you know, not work four, have 3 days off. I like to maybe have a regular weekend, but take Wednesday off, you know, then it just feels like you're spacing it out more.
I think what I think you enjoy is having total control.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. That's why we all do what we do. We all left, you know, corporate and went and did something that
solo.
Yeah, that we could manage ourselves mm-hmm. because we're happier okay. managing our own yep. situation.
I don't like someone telling me the way to do things.
I don't like somebody telling me to do anything at either. All. And I know
I don't want to have to answer it.
Okay, Janice, you go.
Technically, I work for you guys, but you don't boss me around. So.
Number six, everyone has an emotional blind spot when they fight. Work out what yours is and remember it.
I freaking love this one.
Okay, go, Tove.
So my emotional blind spot is I always think I'm right, and I have very little tolerance for another argument. When I'm in conflict, I totally think I'm right. And that's my emotional blind spot is, uh-huh. is hearing the other person's side. I'm like annoyed that they're even wasting my time with another perspective because I totally think I'm right.
I think I have it too, but it's not a blind spot because I am always right.
But it is a blind spot because we do it. Now, yes, that's our blind spot.
I may realize it later, but
yeah,
in the moment, there's no way I'm going to admit that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that that I have been able to do as I've gotten older is to fully listen to somebody else's perspective and take it in. But my blind spot is that I will want to just shut down. Like if I'm in some sort of a conflictual moment, or if Tom and I are having a disagreement, what I have to fight against is saying whatever and turning around and walking out the room.
Sally writes with the beer and cigarettes. There you go.
There I go. That's little my blind spot.
And you still want to do it. Isn't it funny, Janice? And this is what drives me crazy about myself is, I mean, you and I counsel people to not do. It's like,
yeah,
we know better, and yet we're still human. You know, it doesn't mean just because you know better doesn't mean you're always going to do better. This was a really fun conversation between Craig and I. This would be interesting to... I mean, I don't want to call Tom out, but it would be interesting, and or Elise, but I would be interested. I mean, it's a real, Craig and I went over this list, and that was probably our favorite one. Like, what do you think your blind spot is?
Elise is similar to Janice's.
Is shutting down?
Yeah, I think so. And similar MO there.
Does that upset you?
Yeah, drives me nuts.
Are your girls like that?
I
want
to hash it out. I don't want to avoid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, I'm the same way. Like, let's just do it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Janice, are your girls like that too? Do they have that gear?
You know, I would think probably they would have that gear. My guess is it'd be interesting. I'll have to ask Wesley about that. But I do think because I think I did that in my first marriage, I don't really do it much in with Tom as much mm-hmm. because he is a fantastic listener to whatever I have to say. Mm. I mean, it really is amazing. Whereas Kurt and I would just immediately get into some sort of a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's Tom's way of being able to say, you know, I understand that, but I really do disagree. So, you know, so, but I would imagine that my children learn that because I do think that we learn how to fight from our family of origin stuff. I think it's conditioned responses because of repetition of what we've totally. Seen mm-hmm. or what we learned to do, like the Sally Wright house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned to do that when I packed that caboodle kit and when I was like five and ran away. I had a pink caboodle kit and I ran around the block and I packed lipstick and panties.
I feel like if you ran away from home, you'd still really? Take your lipstick and panties.
I'm not sure I bring the panties, but the lipstick is a definite.
That's hilarious. Well, I think that's.
I might change the panties for a an extra pair of shoes.
Fair. Your new golden goose from Christmas. Well, I think this is a really interesting conversation to have with your family. Mm-hmm. Like I would like to sit down with my kids and have this conversation too. Like, what do you think your emotional blind spot is? Because we all have it. Like, even if you're evolved, even if you know better, it doesn't mean you're always going to do better. So I really like that one. All right, keep going.
I like that too. And I think that, what I like about it too is that if doing this with your partner I could see the potential of it really making a difference in your conflict resolution.
Oh yeah.
So I like that one. I'm like you, Tove. I like that a lot.
Me too.
All right. Plant spring bulbs, even if they're in a pot.
Here's another one that went right past me.
I do not have one.
I love that y'all are just staring.
I do not have one single plant in my entire house.
What about outside of your house?
Well, there are some bushes.
We have a lot of plants in the house. I have nothing to do with that. Yeah.
I love flowers. I love planting flowers. It makes me feel accomplished and happy to see flowers in my potters before I walk in the house. I like it. But
yeah,
I mean, I think people, they might have a lot of energy, but I think a lot of people pay other people too. to make it beautiful.
Yeah. That's how I roll if I'm going to have it. But I do like fresh flowers. I like cut flowers, having those in a vase a lot.
Me
Lilies
too.
In particular.
Me too. I have them in my house right now.
Kevin, what do you like to plant?
Oh, I've never planted anything. But Elise does.
I've never planted anything.
I had a cactus once. I only had to water it 3 times a year.
Did you kill it?
I don't remember what happened to that cactus. Oh, I also had a Venus flytrap one time that a client brought me. I thought that was nice.
That is nice.
They said I needed a plant in my office, so they brought me a Venus flytrap.
I'm impressed that you know what that is.
Yeah. It didn't live very long. You're supposed to use distilled water, and when I ran out of distilled water, I just used regular water, and I think that killed it. Because I'm like, what difference does it make? It makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference in how long my fresh flowers around my house last.
Oh,
when
really?
I use my when I use my filtered water versus sink water makes a big difference.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. In the longevity of the life of the flower.
I have never heard that in my life.
Yeah, it makes a big difference, Janice.
Awesome.
I had never heard about that either before that.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to move on?
Yep.
I really apologize for, I feel like I'm cutting you off into y'all all the time.
No, so don't worry about it.
No, it's been fun.
That's too much.
That's okay. Not the.
Number 8. Send a voice note instead of a text. They sound like personal mini podcasts.
God, you guys do that all the time.
I love that.
It's so hard for me to catch up when there's like 3 of them. I'm like, I don't have time to listen to all this.
I just think it's a much more personal way to communicate.
It is.
I like the voice memos.
And you can do it when you're driving.
Yeah. It's a lot safer. Even if you do Siri, because Siri gets things wrong.
Yes, definitely.
You know? Yeah. And so I know a lot of people have no idea what we're talking about, but there, if you go to your text messages and you click on
press and hold that little.
Yeah, you press and hold the. Is it a microphone button?
There's
what is
two
that?
Of them. It's like a little waveform.
It's a waveform, and it's to the right of the area that the text message goes in. And if you push and hold that, you can send a voice memo instead of a text, and it's just like you talking. Like it's like leaving a voice message, But you don't have to call somebody because nobody answers the phone anymore either.
Yeah, it's the waveform, not the microphone, because the microphone does the Siri thing.
Right? Oh, right. The bottom right. Yeah.
Which we don't
so
like.
So I really dig it. I dig it.
I like it too. I like doing it. I think it's so much easier. And I like listening to it.
I sent you guys one not long ago. I remember.
Oh, yeah. You did good. Good job, Kev.
Thanks.
All right. Number nine, Janice.
Okay. Number nine. Keep a bird feeder by the window, ideally the kitchen. It'll pass the time when you're washing up. I could see that being kind of fun. I went through a phase of feeding birds.
I'm ahead of the game on this one. I already implement that.
So do you want to know why I freaking...
We have a bird feeder and a squirrel feeder. And like, we just love watching the squirrels.
I love the squirrel feeder. Let me tell you why I hate this one. Because Not the poop.
That's an issue with us.
I don't even mind the poop.
I won't even grill out there anymore because there's shit all over my chairs.
Rats. It brings rats. Let me tell you, one time I had a bird feeder. You're not going to want to know this.
No, I don't.
But one time I had a bird feeder because I love birds and I love watching birds. And I mean, I love that birds are symbolic to me.
Carry messages from people who from beyond.
Yes. And so
I agree.
I had a bird feeder because I wanted birds to come as much as possible. And one night this was years ago. I was watching TV. This is when I was married, years ago, before I ever adopted my children. Topher and I were sitting there watching television, and I hear things. I'm sitting on the couch that sits up against my window, and I have these big windows in my living room, and I hear this like scuttle, and I'm not joking, y'all. There were 15 rats. Running up and down the bird feeder, taking the food from the bird feeder to wherever they lived. And it was in my yard.
It's the most vile thing I've ever heard of in my life.
That is like a nightmare. That is like a movie.
No, it was like... They were running up the pole, running down the pole. I mean, it was... They were setting up shop. They totally commandeered the bird feeder, and they watch your rats. And let me tell you something. The rats in Highland Park and Preston Hollow are the worst in the entire city. I don't know if you know this, but we have a massive rat infestation issue.
I've never seen a rat anywhere in my apartment complex.
Oh, I see rats a lot. Not in my house.
But just in general?
Yeah.
Just out and about?
Dead.
Oh, gross.
In the street. There's... Highland Park and University Park and Preston Hollow have a rat infestation issue.
Gross.
So bird feeders attract it. I'm just warning everybody.
It's true.
Yep.
Yeah, I found one in my swimming pool like last summer, dead rat in my swimming pool.
And
I had to skimmy it out.
And Janice and I are not nasty people. We're not... cultivating
no
a lifestyle that attracts rats.
No, Janice's house is like a museum.
Yes. What about mine?
I've never been inside. I only dropped off soup that time.
Mine is not a museum. Mine's like Sanford and Son. Think that.
When I lived alone, I was very museum like.
Hilarious. You laugh because it's true.
You got three kids. How do you mean?
And two dogs.
Yeah.
It's a shit show. I can't wait until I can have a museum. Oh, goals. Hashtag goals.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. We're all bagging the bird feeder.
Yeah. I think that's a terrible idea.
I used to like it.
I love number 10 that you're about to read.
Okay, number 10. Always bring ice to a house party. There's never enough.
That's true.
I like it.
I love it.
My dad, every time that we have a couple of barbecues every summer, and he always sends me a text, bring a couple bags of ice. Yeah. That's like the voice for my dad. I don't know why we do that. But I'm like, you don't have to text it. I already know. Like, do it every time.
Yeah. Whenever I have happy hour with Jama, Amy, yeah. and Diane, Jama always brings ice because she knows that I'm going
to
run out.
That's a great thing to bring.
It is. Solid. Solid advice. Okay.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay, I like number 11, get the lighting right, turn off the overhead ones, and turn on lots of lamps. Heck yeah. It's ambiance.
I do both. I can't have enough brightness, which at least is the opposite. She's like a vampire. She likes her living room where she is, and my room has all the natural light. It's always super bright in there in her area. They called it like the gloomy building because the living room gets like no natural light. And so she loves that. Because she likes to nap and have it be dark and whatever. And I can't have enough light. I like overhead lights, natural light, lamps.
I love natural light.
Me too.
I do not like bright lights. Like overhead lights.
I don't either.
I like mood lights.
Yes. Like I like these kind in here way better than like the tube fluorescent type.
Oh.
You know.
Those like make me in a bad mood.
Me too. Our new studio has a lot of good natural light, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. You know, I only have two lamps. Well, I guess I have four lamps in my entire house. Two in my master bedroom, reading light by my side and by Tom's side, and in the guest room, two reading lamps, and that is it. I have only overhead, but. I have
dimmers.
Cans, you know, I have everything on a dimmer. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which makes a big difference. I have can too that I can dim, and I never have them full throttle. Just seems too bright. All right, number 12. Sharpen your knives. I have no energy around this.
Me either.
No, me neither.
Never done it.
Toss them and buy new ones.
All right. 13, feeling sluggish at work.
But I don't have expensive knives.
I don't know if mine are expensive.
Our knife block thing has like a sharpener for each knife. So every time you like pull it out, it does. So I don't know if that counts.
Oh, that's kind of fancy. So maybe you do have passion around this one.
I guess, yeah. I do a lot of cooking. So they're a wedding gift. I don't know if they're nice knives or not. I think they are.
Sounds nice. Okay, number 13, feeling sluggish at work. Try, I don't know what this is, but the Pomodoro technique, which is 25 minutes on, 5-minute break, repeat. When you're working, do you have to like get up and walk around?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't.
No?
I can just blow and go. I don't need a break.
It's almost like interval style exercise where you do like go back and forth to 25 and 5.
Yeah, I'm kind of just 1 hour on one thing. What about you, Janice?
Yeah, me too, Tova. I do like you. Yeah, I don't really, I don't take a break. I don't schedule a break.
No, you know? I remember when I used to come and you would be like, is it okay if I have a bar? You would have a bar. Like if I came at lunchtime, you would ask me if it's okay if you ate a bar. I was like, that's my style.
Yeah.
Taking an hour to go to lunch and like, meet somebody like that just sounds exhausting. I just rather blow and go.
Me too. Yeah, because then your day goes, it's longer.
Yeah. I have no energy around going out to lunch.
Yeah, I'm not like you guys.
Or breaking up my day. You need to break up your day.
Yeah, definitely.
So does Craig. Craig goes out to lunch every day and he's like, grab somebody from the office.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's
used to do that when I worked
in office. Colossal waste of time to me.
That's
was great. 2 hours of a waste.
If you take 2 hours, it is.
Well, by the time you find some, you know, muster up some lunch.
That's true.
Figure out where you're going to go, get there, order, eat, come back. That's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just rather work.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I agree. I'd rather take off earlier and not do that.
Okay. I have no energy around this one either. Buy a cheap blender and use it to finely chop onions.
No.
Okay. I totally agree with you. No.
I use a chopper and I mince my onions.
I love 15. Keep your children's drawings and paintings and put the best ones in frames. I have that. I've done that.
I did that when my kids were little, that I had an entire wall in like the breakfast room filled with all of their paintings that I had framed. I loved walking in there. Now, of course, I have none of that because I don't have a lot of stuff around, but I have the grandkids stuff on in my laundry room. They'll send me a picture or something.
You
like
have
when
to
I
still
got
have
here
it.
At Australia, Harlow had drawn me a picture and Wesley had taped it by the bed so I could look at it. And it was three lines and she said it was a rainbow. It was so cute.
That's really cute. That's really, really, really cute. Yeah, honestly, some kids' art is pretty amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. And really, like, wow. Like, you were six when you did that? Like, it really beautiful.
Yeah.
See, I hate clutter.
You really
but...
can. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh,
Kevin.
Sorry. I'm just saying I hate clutter, but I'm also super sentimental. So if I had a bunch of those, I know that I'm never getting rid of them. Like, even if I move, so they're always going to be somewhere. You know what I mean?
If you have a 3-year-old little girl and she says, Daddy, look what I drew you. That's going up.
Yep. I'm going to have that till it disintegrates.
Guaranteed.
So I bet, Janice, you still have yours somewhere, right? Stored somewhere?
If you don't, lie.
Do you know what I did when my kids, I think when my kids went to college or maybe after that, I had this woman do a collage. I gave her like, I don't know, probably 20 pieces of art from each of the girls. And she did this really big, probably a 22x16 framed collage of their art.
Like, that's it was a face so of one fantastic. Of them,
it was fantastic. And then she did these really cool frames and put shells all around it. So, and I actually still have one of those in a closet that I saw the other day. But yeah, it was a cool thing. And I had those hanging in my house for a very long time.
I like that a lot. That's a great idea for when your kids go and get their own place. And
yeah,
I like that, Janice. That's a really good idea. Okay. Cool. You have 16, sugar.
Oh, okay. Set aside 10 minutes a day to do something you really enjoy, be it reading a book or playing Halo. I don't know what that is.
Halo.
We're too old for that.
Halo. It's a video game. I think that's what they're talking about.
Well, Janice and I are too old for that.
Yeah, Halo. Yeah. What'd you say?
I said we're too old for that.
Yeah. See, I think this one kind of sucks because I can't do anything I really enjoy for just 10 minutes. Like, that's no time to get anything done.
I agree with that. Like, I think it should be 30 minutes.
At least 30, yeah.
Yeah. I like the concept. I just need more time. Read and walk.
Yeah.
And talk to my brother.
You know what? I do my Spanish. I'm so addicted to my freaking Spanish.
That's so fun,
Everything
Janice.
You guys do is healthier and more mature than my stuff. Like, why is that?
What do you do for 30 Maybe minutes?
Play Halo. not that game, but I play video games.
Well, that's why that made the list, because that's what some people enjoy. Yeah. You know, your brain needs a break.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the next one.
All right. This is hilarious. Don't be weird about how to stack the dishwasher.
Oh, man. I did not know there was a wrong way to do this until Elise moved into my apartment.
You should see how his arms flailed about. Yeah.
It baffles me. Like, whatever the wrong way is to load it, I still do it every time. I don't know how. Anyway, sorry.
I am meticulous about how my dishwasher is loaded because I have a rack on the top that has little grooves in it for your silverware. So I put all my forks in one spot and my spoons and then my knives and have them facing all the same direction.
You're
and then
so
once
weird.
It's clean, I can just scoop it up and put it in their space, in the drawer. It's amazing. And then
that
I have all
of
my
that does
bowls
make a
in
lot
a
of
particular
sense.
Place and my small. Yeah, I'm a little OCD about that.
I dated a guy for a little while who was very particular about his dishwashing stacking skills. And I have to say it might have been one of the demises of our relationship. Because I was like, this is so indicative of such a larger issue that I don't want to.
I have no issues.
Hey, blind spot.
That's the one. That's my biggest issue, is thinking I have no issues.
It's so true. It's so good. I think it's all of our biggest issues. Our blind spot is we don't have a blind spot.
Yes, exactly.
There's my blind spot. Yep. It came out on its own.
We found it. Don't be weird about how you stack the dishwasher. And if you are, give me a heads up so I can leave the room because I will judge you. I will stack bigger issues than may exist on that one ism of yours.
You know what? That's like, it's called imperative thinking. And it's like, if some people do dishwasher, some people want their toilet roll either coming over the top.
That's me.
Or going on the bottom. So there have, you know, so we all have a lot of those like imperative issues that it's just one way to do it that makes us feel comfortable.
God, we're weird. There is so many weird things about us. I am particular about how I make my bed. Like, I want my bed made a certain way. Craig is very particular about a lot of things. And I have asked him, like, hey, just tell me when you have passion about something because I don't want to play the guessing game and I don't want you to go after me and fix it. So let's just get it. Help me get it right, whatever your version of right is the first time. Is Tom super particular?
No, not at all. About very little.
What about you, Kev?
He's particular about me not being too particular.
Smart man.
I got a lot better about it once I lived with Elise. But also, it gets me out of unloading the dishwasher because apparently I don't do that right either. So I'm like, I'm just not doing it. So, and she's like, that's fine. I'm like, great. I always say this to her. I'm like, you realize this may be a huge surprise to you, but for 8 years, I lived without you. Like, and I survived fine. She thought I was a serial killer like because my place was so neat and organized. And I'm like, now she acts like I'm a slob all of a sudden. I'm like,
that is hilarious. I think I said to Craig, hey, babe, I'm 50. Yeah. And I've been doing
it. I made it.
I've done it this long without you.
I made it without you.
So isn't this interesting that there's one or the other, there tends to be in a marriage, one who is a little overly particular and the other one who is not. And then you pick your opposite, which is probably a good idea. Are you
totally
in an absolute bedlam? Are you would drive one another nuts?
We kind of are
both
particular.
But I had to learn to not say, Tom, pick up your socks or something like that, because I've gotten better about being able to leave some stuff on the ground, but I really made a decision that I did not want to mother him because he's not going to want to roll around in the hay with his mama unless he's got some big issues.
I think I've told you guys before, the way we make it work, because we're both particular, is I just have to have my own space. And in that space, I get to control it, and that's fine. Because I have the guest room. It's like my little office.
And she just closes the door and pretends like it's not
there.
Pretty
much. I have all my stuff on the wall. I keep it exactly how I like it. It's where I work. But she was saying how, you know, when the baby comes, that'll be the nursery. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. But it kind of freaks me out. But also, she's like, and you're going to have to find a place to put all this stuff. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, your wall art and your collectibles and all that. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yes, we're not going to have Ecto goggles and a framed Howard Stern poster next to the crib. Like, and it freaks me out. I'm like, oh my God, I won't have my own space anymore. But I guess I'll just make the office my
space. You're going to have to make the office your own space.
Yeah.
And you know what? Anybody, like if Janice and I came to your studio and you had like posters up, like this is your space.
Yes.
And so we, like, it wouldn't be weird if we came in here and you had made it your own. Like right now, it's kind of like a generic, like,
because I can't put anything on the walls. So I have to be green. But what I really need is a studio and an office. That will be the answer to my problems. But sorry, I didn't mean to take you guys on a tangent about
my
future issues.
No, it's true.
It's actually super interesting. And to your point, Janice, I do think that we choose the opposite, because I think that if I was particular and Craig was particular, like that would be combustible. And I don't have any energy around the dishwasher or a lot of things that he has energy about.
I don't either. That's just not something I'd be particular about.
But isn't, okay, I also want to challenge this, because I venture to guess that you two are very particular about certain things, and then you could give two shits about other things that somebody else might be super. So isn't it funny and interesting what we pick and choose to be particular about?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. That's exactly correct. For example, like I'm very particular, but I don't care about how the dishwasher is loaded or unloaded.
Yeah, because you are very particular. I'm very particular about laundry. I'm very particular about my lip gloss.
These are all very similar things to what I experience
like
at home.
Not like this. Craig is not supposed to wear your lip gloss.
Like it just needs to be a little sticky. Not, I don't want it in my teeth. Like I'm very particular about the kind of lip. I'm particular about the way I keep my closet.
If you're parting ways at the beginning of the day, are you particular about how many goodbye kisses you're allowed because it takes off your lip gloss?
No.
Oh, really?
No, because I can reapply.
Yeah, but I get that. Like, you're taking off all my lip gloss.
If I counted for you how many lip glosses I have in my bag, I could sponsor every remedy for the rest of the year for how many lip glosses. No.
Oh, my God. She's not kidding, James.
No, it's embarrassing.
She is not kidding.
No, let's count.
What is that, six already?
And I'm not even halfway through. It's
what?
I don't know.
Why so many? Doesn't that make your bag heavy?
Is there anything else in there besides lip gloss?
It's pretty much only lip gloss, y'all. And I see four more right now. And right now there's one.
Keep
two,
those
three,
up. I'm gonna take a
four,
picture
five,
of this for
six,
Instagram.
Seven, eight, nine. There's nine, and I see four more. I can't hold anymore.
All right.
Oh my gosh. Make an appointment, Tova.
I can't afford you. I gotta buy more lip gloss.
I think we all need an appointment.
What's wrong with Vaseline?
That's too runny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Too runny. Okay, well, we're gonna have to pick this up next week.
Where'd the time go?
We've only gone to 17, and we're at 58 minutes. But that was fun. There's a bunch of weird ones in here, but there's a bunch
that
of really,
really
good
fun
ones too. Oh yeah. And okay, so one thing, and we'll send this to you too, Kev. Next, I think we should say which ones speak to us the most at the end of it all. Like which ones, like okay, that's gonna make a difference.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say, Janice?
I don't know if she's hurt. She looks a little stuck.
One of the best ones for me is on 22, number 22. Laugh shamelessly at your own jokes.
You're really good at that.
That's my thing.
You are the joke meister.
You are the joke meister.
That was a joke.
Cute Wyatt has his. What, Tutu? I was about to call you TT. Tutu nailed down. Janice, have so much fun in Australia.
Yeah, he does. I will. Love y'all. I'll see you Monday. I'll be there.
When are you back? When do you come back?
I come back. I leave here on Thursday and I get back Saturday.
Oh, that's so sad.
Too fast. Of a trip.
Yeah. Well, soak it all in.
We'll be glad to have you back here.
I'm sure they're loving having you. So we'll be back in the studio next Monday.
Thank
everybody,
you.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening. We Love and appreciate you, Kev. And I loved your input today. You were a rock star.
Oh, well, thank. I don't know, but thank you. I don't know about that. But,
Janice, have so much fun.
Really were, Kevin.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Janice.
Bye, y'all. Love you. Miss you.
Miss
Can't
you.
Wait to see you face to face. Bye.
Bye.
Recording stopped.